ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter 2, contents of the Gita summarized, text 12. Very famous verse. Srila Prabhupada gave, at least there are 6 recorded classes on this verse. Na tu eva aham jatu na asam na tvam na ime janadhipa na cha eva na bhavishyama sarve vayam ataha param na tvevaham jatu nasam na tvevaham jatu nasam na tvam nime janadhipa na tvam nime janadhipa na chaiva na bhavishyama na chaiva na bhavishyama sarve vayam atha param sarve vayam atha param atvevaham jatunasam atvam nime janadhipa na chaiva na bhavishyama sarve vayam atha param. Vaishnavas. Suddenly, aham, I, jatu, at any time, na, did not, asam, exist, na, not, tvam, you, na, not, ime, all this, janadhipa, kings, na, never. Cha also eva suddenly na not bhavishyama shall exist Sarve Vayam, all of us, Ata Param, hereafter. Never was a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In the Vedas, in the Katha Upanishad, as well as in the Svetashvatara Upanishad, it is said that the Supreme Personality of God is the maintainer of innumerable living entities in terms of their different situations according to individual work and reaction of work. That Supreme Personality of Godhead is also, by His plenary portions, live in the heart of every living entity. Only saintly persons who can see within and without the same Supreme Lord can actually attain to perfect and eternal peace. Nitya nityanam chetana shiranam ekobhavanam yavidadhati kaman tam atmastham yanupashyanti diras tisham shanti sasvati netaresham. The same Vedic truth given to Arjuna is given to all persons in the world who pose themselves as very learned but actually have but a poor fund of knowledge. The Lord says clearly that He Himself, Arjuna, and all the kings who are assembled on the battlefield are eternally individual beings, and that the Lord is eternally the maintainer of the individual living entities, both in their conditioned and in their liberated situations. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is a supreme individual person, and Arjuna, the Lord's eternal associate, and all the kings assembled there are individual internal persons. It is not that they don't exist as individuals in the past, and it is not that they will not remain eternal persons. Their individuality existed in the past, and their individuality will continue in the future without interruption. Therefore, there is no cause for lamentation for everyone, for anyone. So this is the first part of purport. I was told to read the first part. Natveva ham jatuna sam natvam nimejanadhipa nacheva nabhavishyama sarveva yamataparam. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shlakaya Chakshun Militam Yenata Smai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnam Shya Shri Rupam Sagrajitam Sahagunara Gunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagna Larita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindha Dhinabandha Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radha Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha kalpa tarubhyasya kripa sindubhya evacha pacitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namah nama om vishnu padaya krishna vrishtaya bhutale shrimati bhakti vedanta swami vichinamne namaste sarasvati deve gauravani pracharine shesha shunyavari pasyate adeshtarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you very much for an opportunity to glorify Bhagavad Gita. There are many translations of Bhagavad Gita. I am from Russia, and first translation of Bhagavad Gita into Russian was made 200 years ago under the control of Russian Orthodox Church. They examined very scrutinizingly this first translation, and they wrote a verdict that this is God's book, so it can be published in Russian language. So for 200 years people were reading this translation, but not even one person became a devotee. 120 years ago, Russian emperor, he came to Vrindavan. He was a prince at that time, and he was doing the world tour. He was visiting all different countries, meeting all the kings. And he came to India, he traveled through India, and he came to Vrindavan. And he was very amazed by devotion he saw in Vrindavan. He was the last emperor of Russia. So, but when we have got translation made by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, first edition of Bhagavad Gita in Russian came out in 1986. It was printed in Mumbai because Srila Prabhupada's books were not allowed in Soviet Union, so book was printed outside by the generous donation of Srinath Haji Prabhu. He passed away two years ago. He donated Lakshmi, and first edition of Bhagavad Gita was printed in Mumbai, and devotees were trying to distribute this Bhagavad Gita to Russian tourists who were coming to different countries all around the world. But first Bhagavad Gita in English came to Russia with Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada came to Moscow in 1971 together with Shyamasundar Prabhu and Aravinda Prabhu. And Shyamasundar Prabhu was instructed very strictly that he should not carry any books because they will get into trouble when they will come to customs. But his wife, Manaji Malati, she did not knew about that, so she, when she was collecting his luggage, she put on the top Bhagavad Gita. And when they came to Moscow and the custom opened his bag, they became very suspicious. Very strange book, looks like religious book. And this custom man, he opened Bhagavad Gita, he was looking through, and there were some photos there, like family photos of Shyamasundara Prabhu and Manaji Malati. And when he was looking through the book, they started to fall out from the book, and this custom man, he became embarrassed, and he stand on knees, and he started to collect all these photos. He put them back, he gave him the book back, and he said, "I'm apologizing, please come through." So Krishna arranged this trick to for Bhagavad Gita to come to Moscow. So this first Bhagavad Gita as it is came to Moscow, and Srila Prabhupada met Professor Katovsky. He was like leading Indologist in Russia. There was a famous conversation which is printed in Science of Self-Realization about spiritual communism. Shyamasundara Prabhu, he asked Professor Katovsky before they started the dialogue, he asked him, "Can I record?" And Professor Katovsky, he said, "There is no way you can record because we will go to jail if somebody will hear what we talk about. But Shemasundara Prabhu had some like small recorder. I don't know what was the size of that record, but it was inside the bag, so he pushed the button and just recorded everything without permission. That's why now we can read this wonderful dialogue between Srila Prabhupada and Professor Katowski. So many questions were discussed. And when Srila Prabhupada came from Moscow to France, I think so, he was quoting this dialogue, and in many classes all around the world, Srila Prabhupada was quoting this professor, that Swamiji, after death there is nothing. And Srila Prabhupada was saying, big professor, he does not know the elementary lesson from the Bhagavad Gita. So now we are reading this first lessons that Lord Krishna is teaching Arjuna. Yesterday we read the first verse, which was spoken by Krishna. Lord Krishna chastised Arjuna for his for his ignorance, because Arjuna was speaking like a learned person, but he did not knew the elementary truth that we are not this body, that we are eternal spirit soul. That's why Lord Krishna, he indirectly chastised Arjuna. Many times we can see in the Shastra that spiritual master is chastising his disciples, but indirectly. It's not possible always to give some direct chastisement if the person is not ready to hear. So many times spiritual masters, they are using some indirect words, indirect stories to explain some important truth. So Lord Krishna also is saying that you speak like a learned person, but what you are speaking about is not truth. And Arjuna was lamenting. First chapter is describing his lamentation. He gave many arguments why he should not fight. And at the beginning of the second chapter, he surrenders himself. In the verse 7, he is saying that now I am your disciple. I don't know what to do, so please instruct me. Now I am in illusion. In verses 7 and 8, he is describing his situation, and in the verse 9 he says that I will not fight. I am surrendering, but I will not fight. So it's not complete surrender when you are yourself making a decision. What kind of surrender is this? I am surrendered, but I will not fight. I will hear what you will say. Just the beginning of surrender. In every chapter, there are different levels of surrender, and it's just the beginning. At least Arjuna has this desire to hear from Krishna as from spiritual master. Before that, they were speaking like friends. There was no question of instructions. But now Arjuna is ready to hear some instructions. That's why Krishna, it is said that he was smiling With a smile, he started to say his first instructions to bewildered Arjuna. And in this verse, Lord Krishna is explaining that there was no time when we were not existing. We are existing at the present, and there will be no time when we would cease to exist. And he uses I, you, and them. So he uses these three addresses. He is showing that every one of us is eternal. Very important lesson from Bhagavad Gita, which cannot be understood by those who is not surrendered soul. So if you will ask common men on the street, they don't know what will happen after death. Some of them they know, of course, that there is some kind of next life, but they don't know exactly what will happen after death. more and more people, they are reading Bhagavad Gita, so they already know. Many millions of Bhagavad Gitas are distributed all around the world. At least in Russia, we distributed around maybe 2 million Bhagavad Gitas. Russian people, they like to read, so it was not so difficult. In 1991, devotees, they made huge advertisement all around Russia, in all major newspapers, magazines, TV shows, in the subways, everywhere you go, you would see the poster, read Bhagavad Gita as it is. So many people, they thought that some revolution is going on, because wherever you go, you see this advertisement, every newspaper you are opening, there is some article about Bhagavad Gita, every magazine you open, there is some article about Bhagavad Gita. So it was so much advertised that any bookshop was selling like thousands of Bhagavad Gitas every month. And also, of course, devotees were going out on the streets and they were selling Bhagavad Gita like anything. Even now, many people, they remember this advertisement, so they are still... And if they don't have Bhagavad Gita, they are very easily become preached to, because they saw this advertisement and they are ready to get one copy of Bhagavad Gita. So even now we are selling Bhagavad Gita through the bookshops, and many people, they are buying just from the bookshop. And also we are distributing Bhagavad Gita on the streets. We are distributing them to offices. Many people, they are reading Bhagavad Gita, so many people, they are coming to understanding that we are eternal, that we are not these bodies. Some people, they are studying very scrutinizingly. Last year, I was distributing books in Lithuania, in one small town, and the man from the next town, he called local temple and he said, for 20 years I'm reading Bhagavad Gita, do you have some other books? Because I already read maybe 20 times. Do you have any other books? So next day we went to that town with a Srimad Bhagavatam set in Lithuanian language, and with great happiness, he bought Srimad Bhagavatam set So many people, they are reading books, reading Bhagavad Gita. I saw some people, they are reading and they are stressing something. They have 100 places marked in Bhagavad Gita, so it's a great book of knowledge. It will create the whole revolution in the modern society. Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The purpose of these books is to create a revolution in the life of people who are bewildered by the age of Kali. It is set in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam itself is declaring this purpose. So and Srila Prabhupada has this purpose in mind when he was writing these purports, because for hundreds of years many countries people were reading Bhagavad Gita, but no one became devotee, no one understood the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. What is the purpose? Some wonderful words, very inspiring, but what to do with this? But now when we have got this Bhaktivedanta purports, so many people, they are becoming devotees just by reading Bhagavad Gita without even meeting devotees. We have thousands of devotees in Russia that became devotees just by reading Bhagavad Gita. They did not meet any devotees. They just read the whole Bhagavad Gita and they started to chant, they started to offer food, started to follow principles. So powerful this Bhaktivedanta purports. Even in some very remote villages of Siberia, people are reading this Bhagavad Gita and becoming devotees, and they are looking where they can find a devotee. Once devotees were distributing Srila Prabhupada's books in one city in Russia, and they were going to the factories. They were making presentation in each factory. When they were asking for questions, same question was asked: what is the lotus feet of Krishna? Devotee was very amazed, but because usually people, they are not asking this question. But in this city, in every factory was same question after presentation. Same question was asked, and when devotee came to seventh factory and he make presentation, ask for question, and somebody raised hand, he said, "I know what question you will ask." "What is the lotus feet of Krishna?" He said, "Yes." And so devotee asked him, "Why everybody in your city is asking same question?" He said, "Very simple. In our local newspaper, there is a advertisement part, and every week there is some announcement that if you cannot live without lotus feet of Krishna, you can call me." For 1 year, every day, this announcement was made in this newspaper. So every citizen of this city, he knew that there are lotus feet of Krishna, but what is this? Why one cannot live without lotus feet of Krishna? So everyone had this question in the mind: what is lotus feet of Krishna? Somebody read Srila Prabhupada's books and he was looking for the other people who are interested, so he made this announcement in newspaper. For 1 year he was making this announcement, so after 1 year everybody in the city, he knew about lotus feet of Krishna, so they were buying books like anything. Uh, So there is no life without lotus feet of Krishna. And we are coming to know about this from Srila Prabhupada's purports. So powerful purports, so wonder. He's reading the Bhagavad Gita and he can understand that it's not possible to live without lotus feet of Krishna. And he starts to look for association. Many people, they don't know that there are devotees, so they start to preach. They are organizing some clubs of Bhagavad Gita, and they are giving some classes on Bhagavad Gita because they understood from the purport that one has to share this knowledge. So without meeting devotees, they are starting to preach. And then they are coming to know that there are some temples, there are devotees, so they are so happy that it's already a reality, it's not just on the paper. Once devotees were going in the train, and the man came in the coach, and he has like written, I can solve any problem. Announcement on his chest. And he was speaking very softly with different people, and he came to devotees, and they invited him to speak, and they asked him, how you solve the problems? He said, I read one book, now I know how to solve all the problems. And they asked him, what kind of book did you read? And he took out from his bag Bhagavad Gita as it is, and he said, I solved all my problems, so I don't have anything to do, so I have so much time now, so I'm going out and I'm helping others to solve their problems on the basis of Bhagavad Gita. So this book can solve all the problems that we have. This book can solve all the problems of the world. So if we want to get rid of the problems, we should study it very nicely, and we can solve all our problems, and we can help others to solve their problems. So this is the best book in the world. And we have to be very appreciative to what Srila Prabhupada is writing in his purports. We have to implement this in our life, and we have to share this with others. If so, you have some questions or comments.
In many classes we heard how Arjuna's arguments were according to Shastra, and he was feeling the sentiments of a devotee. But now Krishna is describing his attitude as degrading impotence. And that's caused a problem for me. If you could please explain that.
Yes. So there are two types of illusion. There is material illusion. There is spiritual illusion, Yogamaya, Mahamaya and Yogamaya. And of course Arjuna is a pure devotee, he cannot be put into material illusion. And that's why Krishna is using his internal energy to put Arjuna in illusion. Srila Prabhupada is explaining in his purports that Bhagavad Gita has to be spoken. So, for that purpose, Arjuna was put into illusion. Otherwise, it's not possible for a pure devotee to become so much overwhelmed with material sentiments. So, Srila Prabhupada is explaining this point, that it's not ordinary material illusion. Arjuna was put in this type of illusion by the will of Krishna. in order to give him this very important instructions. Usually Krishna does not speak to just some mundane people that are in illusion. He speaks to his devotees. But how he will give these instructions to a devotee, because devotee does not lament for these material causes. So Krishna used his internal energy to put Krishna into illusion. Yes.
So it was illusion.
Yes.
So why was it glorified as being Shastra? Do we get illusion from the Shastra?
Why he is being glorified as Shastrik? Yes, because there are different levels of religion. It was described in the previous purport. There is Dharma Shastra, Artha Shastra. There are different levels of religion. So Arjuna's sentiments was religious, but on the other level. He was on the level of Dharma Shastra. Srila Prabhupada's purports are very unique. He was dictating these purports with very strong meditation. Like when we are cooking and when we are offering to Krishna, if we are doing this in proper mentality and Krishna accepts this food, so anyone who will taste this food, he will be amazed, what is this? What kind of food is this? Even if it's very simple preparation, one is tasting it, he's getting so much feeling from this. And Srila Prabhupada was in very deep meditation when he was dictating these purports. So it has very strong impact. Many people, they are reading these purports and they are hair stands on end when they are reading this book. I know some persons, they started to read and they were not eating, they were not drinking for a few days. They were just reading Bhagavad Gita from the beginning to the end. They could not stop. They read Bhagavad Gita just in 2 or 3 days because they cannot, they were not able to stop. So strong feeling from these purports. So it's very special books, they are alive. They are like deities. There is a glorification of Bhagavad Gita, there is a glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam in the Shastra. Like in Hari Bhakti Vilasa, Srila Sanatana Goswami, he collected glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is said that if someone has Srimad Bhagavatam in his home, Lord Krishna personally and all the demigods are present in his home. In another verse, it is said that if someone has Srimad Bhagavatam in his home, all holy places, all holy rivers, all holy lakes are present in his home. There is another verse, it is said that if someone has just one half of a verse of Srimad Bhagavatam in his home, or even one fourth of a verse of Srimad Bhagavatam in his home, why there is a need to have any other books? So much potency is there in this transcendental literature, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they are very potent. And with explanation of Srila Prabhupada, it's become very obvious what to do with these instructions. So if one is ready to accept these instructions, he is very easily reading these books. If one is very attached to material world, it's very difficult for him to read these books, because in every page Srila Prabhupada is describing that one has to become attached to the spiritual, not to the material, so it's very difficult to accept for the materialistic people. So for some people it's very difficult to read, but some people, they are ready somehow from previous life, or I don't know why, but they are just reading from beginning to the end in a few days Bhagavad Gita. Yes.
Much further to that question, is it a fact that sooner or later that blind faith has to be reinforced with genuine faith, otherwise it won't last? Because that point, the previous question, Shruti Gatam, that the Gita is only really understood if it's been associated with lotus.
Yes. Yes, it's very important. Srila Prabhupada is stressing this point that one should not blindly accept this very exalted knowledge. One should study it very scrutinizingly. World record belongs to Prahladananda Swami. He read Bhagavad Gita as it is 1,000 times. There was a questionnaire, how many times have you read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and he wrote that he read Bhagavad Gita 1,000 times. So this world record. But I have one friend, he read Bhagavad Gita 100 times at least. He read Bhagavad Gita. So this book can be read many, many times. If we want to understand very deeply, we have to read, to reread. It's not enough just to read one time and I read it. It's not a mundane book. This knowledge is revealed by the descending process. It's not an academic study. One cannot understand Bhagavad Gita just by an academic study. I met one person during the December. I was distributing books in South Russia, and I met one person, he said, such a difficult book. I have three educations, but I was trying to read and I could not understand anything. We have a long talk with him. He bought some more books. But if one approaches these books with just academic approach, it's very difficult to understand. One has to acknowledge that I am very insignificant and I can get this knowledge only by the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, if he would reveal this knowledge to me. So Srila Prabhupada is explaining this in introduction to Bhagavad Gita, that one has to approach this knowledge with a humble state of mind, that I am not the person who can understand this knowledge. It has to be revealed. So before we are reading Bhagavad Gita, we have to pray that this knowledge can be revealed to us. Not just I will read now. It does not work like this. So if one approaches Bhagavad Gita with proper mood, knowledge can be revealed. And when we are reading Bhagavad Gita 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 times, so it becomes revealed. If you are doing this in proper mood, it becomes revealed. We can understand more and more what Srila Prabhupada want to convey to us.
Answered my question. Music Festival and I was extremely exhausted and I was looking for some inspiration. So I just took like a 5-minute nap. And there was Prabhupada Murti there and I touched it out of affection. And Prabhupada became alive. Prabhupada. I asked him, how may I serve you? And he said, please stop people so I can preach to them. So we go walking together trying to find somebody to talk to so I could stop. I found somebody. Somebody said, hey, you got that this Science of Self-Realization? I go, yeah. So I gave him one. And he, and then I told him, this is, Prabhupada's right next to me. This is an amazing spiritual master that wants some time out with you. And he just looks at me like, you're a complete fool. You don't get it. He's like, Krishna just... So he just opened the book up and Prabhupada disappeared. So I realized that Prabhupada's in these books. And he wants to preach to me. He wants us to sit in these books because he is in these books. Prabhupada said it actually. He is in these books. And so I had this unique realization about that.
Thank you very much.
Associating with the Mahabhagavata when we read Prabhupada's books.
Yes, it's the greatest association. Srila Prabhupada said that my purports are better than me. Srila Prabhupada once said that my books are better than me. So he is present.
So we can associate Srila Prabhupada directly with his books?
Yes. No, that does not mean that the end of parampara. It's shiksha, shiksha. We are getting this association, but Srila Prabhupada was definitely building this society to continue the parampara. Otherwise, there was no need to build any society if there is no need to have parampara. Just he can distribute some books and that's all, people would do something. But we can see that many people, they don't understand what, how to practice. They are trying to do it, like we came to one city to distribute books and we met a person who already read books and he started to practice and he was worshipping Krishna as his son. He understood that there are different relationships with Krishna and he accepted Krishna as his son and he was worshipping him as his son. So he was a little frustrated when we told him that first you should worship him like Panchatattva. You have to have a picture of Panchatattva. So there are many ways how one can interpret. In another city of Russia, there is a man, he understood that one should preach and one should become a guru, so he immediately became a guru. And he has many followers and he's given classes and so he understood from this book that he should become a guru, but he did not understand that he should become a disciple first. So many ways how one can interpret these purports. So there is a need to have a parampara that is explaining how to practice this knowledge. It's very difficult to understand the mood in which one has to practice. And this mood means that I am disciple, I am servant. This main mood we can learn from Bhagavad Gita. This mood was revealed by Arjuna, that one should become a disciple, not a guru. So it's very important to have continuation of parampara. The parampara is transmitting the mood. It's very important, the mood of surrender, how one can surrender and get this knowledge revealed. It's very important that one learn how to become a disciple, then he can teach others how one can become a disciple. Otherwise, there is a tendency that I am guru, I am already read Bhagavad Gita, I am guru, and I will teach others. There is this tendency. Maybe I am small guru, but I am teacher. I am teacher. I know so much. I can quote Bhagavad Gita here and there. And there are many people now. Like, there is one guru in Japan. He has 6 million followers. He is teaching them Maha Mantra. They are chanting Hare Krishna. But he is quite favorable to devotees. So devotees are coming to his ashrams and giving classes, distributing books. So he is not so proud of his knowledge.
Last night, Rohini Sutta, I told him, I said, I've never really been able to figure out how the Bhagavad Gita, how it relates to me. And I said, I don't think I understand Bhagavad Gita. And his response was, no one understands Bhagavad Gita.
100%. It's difficult to understand Bhagavad Gita for 100%.
Okay.
At least some realizations we have to have.
Yeah.
That I am disciple, I have to surrender, I have to, this knowledge can be revealed to me. So some lessons we have to get, and it can become revealed more and more if the more we would surrender.
Laughingly said that I don't remember joining, but the fact that I joined was indication that I had given things up or Krishna had taken things from me, and he said that was actually my first step toward understanding something that I might read in Bhagavad Gita. I enjoy reading Bhagavad Gita. It's very lyrical and very beautiful, and it's, you know, it's wonderfully confusing, but I just feel like I still don't know why this battle has. I mean, if Arjuna is being called a fool, what does that make of us?
Yes, we have to understand that we are not big, we are not learned, that we are fools in the presence of Bhagavad Gita and his representative. So in such a way we can learn something. So when the water is going, so we want to have water in our glass, the source has to be more on the higher level than our glass. So we have to put ourselves in the position where we can get this knowledge, then knowledge can be revealed. But if we are proud that I know everything, I read Bhagavad Gita 100 times, I can quote all the verses. There are many people, they know Bhagavad Gita by heart, all the verses. Especially here in India, there are many people like this. But they don't believe in Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They can chant all Bhagavad Gita from beginning to end by heart, but no understanding, because there is no position of disciple. It's main thing that one has to be disciple, then knowledge can be revealed. Otherwise, if one is proud, and nothing can be revealed.
I have a feeling that I'm proud of my stupidity. You know what I mean? I've done all these things and I haven't learned a thing. You know?
At some point Krishna will put us in the position when we can understand that we don't know anything.
Okay, thank you.
So Krishna is very expert in this. He will reveal to us our real position, that we are 1/1000th of the tip of the hair. There is nothing to be proud.
Yeah.
At some point it will be revealed. Yes.
We
Yes.
Have you heard that and it won't be very long before the Russian devotees won't have to have a visa? Have you heard that at all?
What?
You know, Satchidananda, the Russian artist, he told me just a few days back that it won't be very long before the Russians will not have to have a visa to travel into India. Have you heard that?
No.
Just maybe some good rumor.
Maybe. Russians, they like India very much.
Yes.
That's why it's not so difficult to preach in Russia. You can just make some announcements that there will be a class on karma, reincarnation, and 1,000 people can come. One devotee, he has a job and he is putting announcement on the internet that on Friday in my office I will give a class on karma and reincarnation, and like 20-50 people coming every Friday evening. He is giving a class. After the class, he is saying that we have a tradition to do meditation. He is giving everybody beads, mantra card. He is teaching them how to chant mantra on the beads, and they are chanting together one round of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Usually just two or three people, they don't want to do this. Others, they are easily chanting one round. And then he says, if you like it, you can buy beads and you can continue to do this throughout your life. And maybe five or six people, they are buying beads, and also he is offering them books. Some of them, they are buying books. So every Friday evening he is doing this program for a few years, and maybe 25 people became devotees after a few years of his doing this program. They have a small temple in this city, and he is inviting them to the temple also after the program. So it's not so difficult in Russia to preach. Many people, they are very receptive for this knowledge. There are many austerities in Russia. Russian people are still quite austere. So they are looking for some knowledge how to get rid of suffering. There are many sufferings. It's not like US or Canada. Not so much material prosperity. Just small group of people, they are controlling 99% of all finances. Others, they just have small salary, like $500 per month, medium salary in Russia. And so they don't have so much enjoyment and much more suffering. So they are looking for some alternative, what to do to become more happy. So it helps very much.
Maybe somebody should go to North Korea.
North Korea is very dangerous place. Many Russians, Russian brahmacharis, they are going to South Korea to distribute books. And they are quite successful. Russian devotees now are traveling all around Europe and many other countries distributing books. There are many places where there is no book distribution, so we are sending devotees to different parts of the world.
If they're going into South Korea, you can be sure that they will cross the border.
After some time.
Yes,
after some time, Krishna definitely has some plan, like now we have got first devotee in Saudi Arabia, there is a death penalty for preaching in Saudi Arabia. No way to preach there. But because devotees are distributing Arabic books in America, one man, 1 year or 2 years ago, he bought a book in US. He started to chant, and few months ago he went back to Saudi Arabia, and now he's trying to do something there. Same thing happened with Palestina, or what is the name of this country?
Palestine.
Two men, they bought Arabic books in US like 2 years ago. They started to read, they started to chant, and few months ago they went to Palestina with bag of Arabic books. By Krishna's grace, they crossed all the borders in Israel and Palestine, because war is going on there. So they crossed all the borders, and nobody saw that they have this bag of books. They are distributing them, Palestina. So Krishna definitely has some plan. One Russian devotee, he is going to Iran. Yes. Bhagavad Gita in Persian language. He already went there 3 times, and he is distributing books there. And people are buying books. They are very respectful. They are saying, even they don't want to buy the book, they are apologizing, please excuse me, I will not buy this book. So definitely Krishna has plan for every part of the world, how they can become devotees. It will take some time. In some places it's very difficult, but we can see now in China so many devotees, books are already translated and printed, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam set in Chinese, Bhagavad Gita in Chinese. Started from one devotee, Srila Prabhupada sent Burijan Prabhu to Hong Kong in 69 or something. He sent him to Hong Kong from Japan. Burijan Prabhu was in Tokyo, and Srila Prabhupada came there for the first time. And he said that, I want you to go to Hong Kong to start preaching to Chinese, because it was only place open for preaching at that time. So Burijan Prabhu went there with one sannyasi and started preaching. And when sannyasi was was going to leave from Hong Kong, he asked him, do you want to remain alone here, or maybe we can send you some wife? Burijan Prabhu said, yes, you can send somebody to assist. So they sent him Madhaji Jagatarini. Yes, Jagatarini. She was not initiated at that time. She just happened to join in Los Angeles. She was an actress from Australia on a tour of US, and she has some crisis, and she joined devotees. For 2 weeks she was going out on Harinam, and devotees asked her, can you go to Hong Kong to marry this boy? So she said, okay. And she came to Hong Kong, she joined Burijan Prabhu, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj performed the Vivaha Yagya for them, and he left. And they started preaching. Mainly Indians were coming for the program, but one Chinese started to come. And when Srila Prabhupada came to Hong Kong, this Chinese devotee, he donated a golden watch to Srila Prabhupada. And when Srila Prabhupada was leaving from Hong Kong, he said to Burijan, you should bring one Chinese for initiation for next Mayapur festival. So the only one Chinese were coming for the program. For Mayapur festival he was ready. He translated Shisha Panishad into Chinese, and he was chanting 16 rounds. But there was a problem, it was not possible to get Indian visa for the citizens of Hong Kong. And Burijan Prabhu had a letter from GBC that you can, American citizens, they can get visa on arrival to Kolkata. So with this letter he thought maybe I can bring this devotee in, showing this letter to customs. So they came to Kolkata by flight, and Burijan Prabhu crossed the border very easily, he had visa. But when this Chinese devotee showed his passport without a visa, they were amazed how you won't cross the border without a visa. So Burijan Prabhu showed them the letter from GBC that on arrival to Kolkata you can get a visa. So a custom has meeting. They were reading this letter and scratching their head what to do. And after some time they came to Burijan Prabhu and they said, we have a fund for assistance of custom workers, so if you will donate something, so we will let him cross the border, we will stamp. And Burijan Prabhu had 100 rupees, so he gave 100 rupees to the customs and they let this devotee in. So first Chinese devotee came to Mayapur festival, it was 75, something like this. And Srila Prabhupada was so happy that he translated Shish Upanishad into Chinese. When some guests were coming to Srila Prabhupada, to Mayapur, he was inviting this devotee and he told him, please read. And this devotee was sitting and reading Shish Upanishad in Chinese, and all these Bengali businessmen, they were hearing. Srila Prabhupada was so happy, he was advertising that very soon China will accept Krishna consciousness. You see this. And on Gaura Purnima he gave initiation to this devotee, Yashamati Sutta Das, and he translated many of Srila Prabhupada's books into Chinese. He is still active in Hong Kong. So started just with one devotee. Like Russia, we also started with one devotee. Srila Prabhupada preached to one young man and he became a devotee and he started to preach. Then Srila Prabhupada sent Mataji Mandakini and she was giving the classes, and this young man was translating her classes, and that was first preaching. Just started with very small, but exploded such a big so we don't know how it will happen, but it's happening all around the world. Devotees started to appear in very dangerous places where there is death penalty for preaching, but still devotees are coming out. So there is great hope that Lord Chaitanya's prediction will be fulfilled. In every town and every village we would have chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's happening by Srila Prabhupada's grace and by enthusiasm of his followers. So we have to show at least some enthusiasm to preach, to distribute this wonderful Bhaktivedanta purports for the benefit of all the suffering souls. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, all glories to the assembly of devotees.